It's said that history is written by the winners, and in India, critics are accusing the Hindu nationalist-led BJP government, which took power 4 years ago, of rewriting school textbooks to give them a more Hindu flavor. The government insists the makeover is long overdue. NPR's Michael Sullivan reports from New Delhi.
Mahatma Gandhi was assassinated by a Hindu fanatic in early 1948, just a few months after India achieved its independence from Britain. The assassin, Natarum Godse, was unhappy with Gandhi's message of communal harmony, that Hindus and Muslims could and should live together in peace. The place where Gandhi fell is now a memorial. Thousands of Indians are bussed in each day from all over the country to pay homage to the man many regard as the founder of modern India. Visitors like this man who's come with his 11-year-old son.
It's very important to bring children here because they need to know what the truth is. And the truth is that Gandhiji wanted a country where no religion was more important than another, where everyone would be equal. And Godse was against this idea.
Indian children used to learn about Gandhi's assassination in school. But in the new history textbooks, there is no mention of his death, of who killed him or why. The National Council of Educational Research and Training, which developed the new curriculum, claims the omission is an oversight. The council's critics think otherwise.
It is not an oversight, it's a deliberate decision.
Arjun Dev is a historian who wrote one of the books now being replaced. He says the Hindu nationalist-led government has good reason for wanting Gandhi's murder left out.
If they talk about Gandhi's murder, they had to take into account the atmosphere of hate which was created by the Hindu communal organizations against Gandhi. Because Gandhi stood for Hindu-Muslim unity, something which is offensive to them.
Dev and other critics say there are dozens of examples of the government putting a Hindutva spin on history. The new ancient history textbook challenges the long-held belief that India was first settled by Aryans, who migrated here from Central Asia. The new book suggests the Aryans, and therefore Hindu culture, are indigenous to India. The new text also glosses over the repressive nature of India's caste system, which has its roots in Orthodox Hindu theology. Again, historian Arjun Dev.
History as a form of knowledge, that is, there's no use for them. So it has to be replaced by a kind of propaganda. I mean, you write what you like, irrespective of whether what you are writing has any basis at all in historical facts.
Critics say the transformation of education began shortly after the BJP took office 4 years ago. At the time, government ministers spoke of the need to Indianize, nationalize, and spiritualize India's education system. Higher education was revamped to include astrology as a graduate-level course, and there is a move to make Sanskrit compulsory at the secondary school level. Dinanath Batra is the National General Secretary of the Vidya Bharati, a Hindu group which runs thousands of private schools promoting Hindu values.
The aim of education is to transfer our cultural heritage to the boys. And so this curriculum is doing all this.
Proponents of the new textbooks say the old ones are simply out of date. Many have been in use for 20, even 30 years. In addition, says the Education Council's director, J.S. Rajput, the books had to be corrected to eliminate inflammatory and unjust portrayals of some non-Hindu religious leaders. J.S. Rajput flatly rejects the notion that his council is pushing a Hindutva agenda.
There can be nothing more ridiculous than this allegation. We are working professionally based upon our understanding of educational trends and developments. But our critics simply, they have been talking about their own apprehensions.
India's Supreme Court recently agreed, dismissing a motion by the council's critics to delay publication of the new texts. But those opposed to them insist that the new books are not only disingenuous, but dangerous. In March, Hindu-Muslim violence in the Indian state of Gujarat left more than 2,000 people dead, threatening India's secular, multi-religious social fabric. The new curriculum, critics say, will only encourage more communal violence. Ravi Nair is with the South Asian Human Rights Documentation Center in New Delhi.
The fight back has just started. You're fighting for the heart, soul, and mind of India. This is not a battle of a textbook or a small thing like that. This is something that you're going to talk of, a basically a civilizational fight taking place at an epic level.
The question is, who will be left standing to write the history of that battle? In the meantime, the Education Council now says it will include a reference to Gandhi's assassination in the next printing of the ninth grade history book. But it will stop short of saying who killed him or why. Michael Sullivan, NPR News, New Delhi.